From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Government investigators say the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency had no rules for working on old mines when the agency inadvertently triggered a massive spill from a southwestern Colorado mine that polluted rivers in three states. The EPA Office of Inspector General says the agency started work on safety standards after the spill and expects to finish them this week. The 2015 spill at the Gold King mine released 3 million gallons of wastewater into rivers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Friday was the last day for Governor John Hickenlooper to sign, veto, or let bills become law without his signature. As 91.5 KRCC's Been to Brooklyn reports, he only vetoed two bills passed during the legislative session, and the final bill he signed was controversial.
The last measure was a bipartisan bill to reform how police departments seize property when someone is suspected of committing a crime. The new law still allows the practice, but it gives people more rights to get their property and assets returned if they're not convicted. Democratic Senator Daniel Kagan of Cherry Hills Village says it's about fairness.
Asset forfeiture should never be used as an easy tool to boost law enforcement funding.
But law enforcement and local cities say it will hamper their ability to combat crimes. Overall, state lawmakers passed 423 bills during the legislative session. That was more than 60% of the bills introduced, and it's a higher success rate for bills than the previous session. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.